not going to take it anymore.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. We're coming to you live at our new time, continuing to be our new time, which will soon be our old time, which is 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 to 8 Pacific. And we are really happy to be with you. We were supposed to have in the first 2 hours Bob Fletcher. And Bob was going to come on and talk about the latest in Planet X. Now, I have been skeptical, although not judgmental, about the concept of Planet X. I look at it and go, well, it's interesting. There's a lot of smoke. And I was going to bring Bob on to talk about how much fire there is behind that smoke. But speaking of fire, Bob got burned out of his home today. Now, as far as I know, his structure is still standing, but he was evacuated in a forest fire evacuation, and he sent me notification of this. And unfortunately, we'll have to reschedule Bob for another time. And I'll tell you, the reason I chose Bob to come on and talk about Planet X is because he is a great researcher on so many different topics. I just love his work. I'm a big fan. And sometimes things happen, so we put this out in a big way. And I want to apologize right off the top and say mea culpa. We're really sorry. We didn't mean to do this, but circumstances have happened where we just can't have him on because of the crisis he's involved in. I do promise you I will reschedule Bob, and we'll get down to the bottom of what Planet X is all about. Okay. Also, the radio business is a very volatile business, as I know a lot of you know, and people change locations, and people have all kinds of faux pas and so forth. And so we never know how long we're going to be able to broadcast from our present situation. Things can happen. So what we have done to cover all eventualities is we have gone out and we have secured a temporary, and I want to mean it's temporary, this is not permanent, a temporary backup. So starting next week, through the graciousness and the dear friendship that I have with the Hagmans, Doug and Joe, the Hagman and Hagman Report have now agreed to pick up the Common Sense Show in the short term here as a simulcast. And so if you should ever tune in and you want to get your pencils ready, and we'll give you this number as we go through the night. But if you ever tune in and you hear another show and you don't hear my voice or Katie's voice or one of our great guests, then you'll want to call this number because it's the Listen Live number to the Hagman and Hagman Report. And by the way, I'd encourage you to keep this number anyway, because Doug and Joe have one of the best, if not the best, show that's out there during the week. And we'll be talking about that in just a moment. Got your pencils ready? This is your Common Sense Show safety net number. So if we're not here, where you can go to pick us up beginning next week, and like I said, this is just very, very, very temporary. That number is 661-244-9839. So the Listen Live number to the Hagman Studio, and this is good for their show during the week that we'll talk about here in just a minute. That number is 661-244-9839. Listen by phone is the most popular option that people who do live listens to us right here on where we broadcast from on the Common Sense Show. I'm assuming Doug has a big presence in this venue as well. So again, that number is 661-244-9839. And that starts next week. And Doug and Dave and Joe and maybe some other key people, we're looking at moving ahead and cooperating on a lot of ventures, a lot of projects together, because we have the interest of the country at heart. That's our unifying theme. And speaking of the Hagmans, we have a special guest for you. We are deeply disappointed that we don't have Bob Fletcher due to unforeseen circumstances, and we wish Bob well. We wish for the safety of Bob and his family, and the integrity of his structure and his home, that God protects him. And we'd ask that you say a prayer for Bob, his possessions, his family. But we have what we think is an outstanding, excellent, couldn't-do-better fill-in guest, and that's Doug Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report. And Doug, I want to thank you for joining me on such late notice. I actually gave you a 13-minute warning. And you are hobbled with a bad back. But I knew of all the people I could call, you would be the guy if I could, if you were able physically to do it, you'd be the guy to step up and help. And we at the Common Sense Show have always owed you and Joe a great gratitude. Much we owe you. But thanks for coming on. We're going to talk about, obviously, world affairs, current events, and all that stuff. But, Doug, let's start with your show so people know how to find you, because it could be at some time an unforeseen emergency, the temporary home of the Common Sense Show. How do people listen to you?
Well, first of all, Dave, thanks for asking me to come on tonight. Very simply, just go to HagmanandHagman.com, and from our homepage, you can either listen live, that's 8 to 10 Eastern, there's a button there that says listen live, or for the past shows, click on the RSS feed. Actually, by the time this show is archived, the past show page should be repaired, or at least that's what I'm being told, okay? But for the present time, just click on the RSS feed, and there it'll take you to all of the past shows that we've had ever since day one. So very simply, just go to HagmanandHagman.com, and either live, 8 to 11 Eastern, or the past shows, by clicking on the RSS feed, or perhaps the past show page, which should be repaired by the time this show is archived. So that's very simply how to do it. And you're right, if you want to listen by phone, the number is correct, and everything else is just real simple. And by the way, Dave, our archives are on SoundCloud as well. We have a SoundCloud with smaller files, and we're also developing a YouTube channel, which is the official Hagman and Hagman Report YouTube channel, where all of our shows, although their audio will be on YouTube as well. Some people prefer that, and we have video inserts. We have a gentleman taking care of that that's putting in video inserts so you can actually see what we're talking about in addition to listening. So that's the long and short of it. And I do want to mention this, that I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. today and tomorrow, and giving a talk tomorrow, presentation tomorrow, and celebrate America. I really feel bad because I did sustain an injury last week. And if you could see me right now, Dave, it would look like I'm being tortured. I'm actually in a chair with a device over my front that's kind of, well, it's a traction device, and I've got some other things going on here. So if I start to kind of go sideways, it's because of the medication or the traction or both. Or just that's my normal state. So, but you must have really been digging the bottom of the barrel when you called me, buddy.
No, guys, actually, you were my first, or I was going to do a Dave Hodges monologue on topics discussed this week on thecommonsenseshow.com. But
always good.
No. This is much, much better. And listen, I was really planning on having a quality show with Bob. And I had to go get
what a guy.
He's a great guy. I had him on about 3 years ago when I was over on the other network, and I had him come on and talk about the murder of Sonny Bono. And I like to think of myself as up on most topics. I had no clue what I was going to hear that night. It was the most enthralling interview I ever did. In fact, it was so enthralling, I'd occasionally find myself forgetting to ask questions because I just couldn't wait for the next revelation to come out of Bob's mouth. And he's an expert on the Kennedy assassination and a whole bunch of other stuff. So he was really the guy to bring this topic to the forefront of my listening audience. And we will get him back on, I promise. I mean, I have a good relationship with Bob Fletcher, and we will get him back on. And God bless Bob. We just hope everything's okay. But, Doug, you're one of the guys. You, Steve Quayle, my friend John B. Wells, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but there are some people out there that I feel like I'm on top of a lot of stories, but you and Joe continue to amaze me at stuff that you break and stuff that you bring out to the forefront. And I go, wow, that's kind of related to what I'm looking at here, but I didn't know about this angle. So let's go right to the heart of matter here. What do you think are the most pressing issues right now in America that our listening audience needs to be concerned about?
Wow. Well, interesting question, I suppose. I would say you've got a number of issues here. You've got the economy, which is people believe erroneously that it's fine. It's actually gaining traction. Well, take a look at Greece and you know, put that in the back of your mind, because what's taking place in Greece, an extension, if you will, of Cyprus. Now, I'm no economist, but I can tell you this. The situation in Greece will have, although the economy of Greece is about equivalent with South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, it still will have reverberations across the EU, and that way, considering that, it'll come back here in the United States through the EU, what it does there. But the economy, number one. Two is race relations, and even though it seems to be kind of in the background at present, count on race relations becoming more in the foreground as additional situations occur. And I can tell you this, Dave, my sources in D.C. are telling me right now, you've got people at the highest levels of our government salivating over the next situation they can exploit to exacerbate race relations. The third thing, and I got a list here. The third thing is the kind of an extension of the race relations is the haves versus the have-nots, the relationship between the wealthy and the not wealthy. What's taking place here is an assault on the middle class, and that's being kind of finalized through the TPP, which we're not hearing much about after the passage of the TPA, granting Obama the tyrannical authority dictatorship to usher in the TPP, which is really going to deliver a fatal blow to our economy, and it's going to affect immigration, it's going to affect internet commerce, it's going to affect a whole slew of things. And lastly, I do suspect that we've got a real problem with the infiltration of terrorists here in the United States, not working as lone wolves, but in concert with or collusion with certain government agents and agencies. And the White House and the Department of Justice know about this, and of course they're waiting to exploit any type of situation. That against the backdrop of Jade Helm and your coverage, Dave Hodges' coverage of Jade Helm is really second to none in terms of the physical, the coverage of the physical part, the aspect of Jade Helm is just phenomenal. So that's what's on my mind and what we have to be concerned about.
What do you think the odds are that Jade Helm is going to go live?
You know, boy, that's really difficult for me to answer. I see this more, Dave, as a data collection. I don't want to use the phrase beta test, but if you look at really the computer, the artificial intelligence rollout, the data collection behind Jade Helm, I think that's what really is the primary objective. If it goes live, and it could very well go live, I do suspect it would be because of, look at what Bastrop County, Texas is going through right now. They're very wary of Jade Helm, and they're very wary of having American troops on American soil. I could see an incident happen that would create the environment where the government would say, okay, well, we were, you know, doing what we consider legal operations, which they're not, and we ran into this issue and them clamping down that way. So I would say that we could, with as days go on, it increases in likelihood in my estimation, because you've got a very powerful and a very anti-military on the ground in America sentiment. And I want to make that distinction. It's not anti-military. It's anti-military practicing here on the ground under the pretext of national security. That's just not what's taking place. So, yeah, that's better than 50-50, I believe.
Well, this is how I answer this question. And yeah, and let me digress for a second, Doug. I get these emails, and And I don't mean to be insulting, but I read a book by Glenn Beck one time called entitled Arguing with Idiots. And sometimes that's what I feel like I'm in for. You know, I'm saying Jade Helm this, Jade Helm that. And what I've said repeatedly in print is Jade Helm or its successor. I don't know if Jade Helm 15 is going to go live for sure. It could be Jade Helm 16.5 or Jade Helm 18. I don't know. But I do know this. They're not moving this much men and material if they weren't planning on using this at some time. They are practicing against the American people. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And let me just make sure I'm clear on this. When you ask me about going live, I'm looking at that specific time period between the 15th of July to the 15th of September, okay? You've got to extend that beyond that time period. And because they're not going away, as you said. They're not moving all this material and all the manpower the way they're doing it just for a 90-day period. I do believe that when you pose the question, you know, if it would be Jade Helm 16.5, for example, as you said, yeah, I think it could go live very well, I believe, at some point in the future. And it could go live because of any number of things. But I do believe that our government is looking for a reason to, or looking for an excuse, a legitimate public ostensible pretext excuse to tighten the screws on the American public.
No, you're absolutely right, because they know that through shows like yours and shows like mine and many others, that the American people are waking up in increasingly large numbers. And there's that social psychological research I've referred to before in writing. It's from SNARC, S-N-A-R-C, and I don't remember what the acronym stands for without it in front of me. But they said in their research, they found that when a fad or a trend becomes an obsession and spreads like wildfire, it's when 10% of the population holds closely and dearly to a specific idea or concept. Well, I submit that we're about there, and I think we're going to see an explosion in the independent media. In fact, Doug, just on this show alone, we have quadrupled our listenership by 400% since March, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is how people are waking up. I'm still doing things the same way, and nothing about what I'm doing. It's about people wanting information they're not getting on Fox and CNN, and my website is up about 30% in the same time frame. And I'm sure you've got to be experiencing similar growth. I mean, are you finding that people are actually waking up?
Yes. The short answer is yes. And I think people are more accepting of the conspiracy behind what's taking place. People are, you know, it's interesting. People are looking at, for example, the 2016 elections, and they're seeing the stable of candidates on the Republican side and the Democratic side. And they're saying, well, you know, there's a problem because the same people, same names, shall we say, with a few exceptions, but having the same agendas. And we're looking at this false right-left paradigm that Alex Jones and others talk about. Of course, people are now starting to say, wait, InfoWars, Alex Jones was right, Dave Hodges was right, Hagman was right, Steve Quayle has been right for the last 20 years, that there's something guiding the larger, there's something big that has the capability of telling presidents and prime ministers and even dictators, if you will, what to do. And I think that people are now beginning to say, okay, there's a conspiratorial side to this, a legitimate conspiracy going on, by definition, a legal, legitimate conspiracy taking place, and wanting to know who's behind it. Well, you know, I mean, there's so many groups, secret societies behind what's taking place that we're faced with right now with just too many clues, basically, too many suspects, too much information. But people are now, yes, they're waking up to the fact that, hey, things are not what they appear to be. And it's only the dumbed down through the television or the complicit who are refusing to or not acknowledging this. So, and by the way, your article today, the conversion of schools to FEMA camps, just fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much for that article. You pointed it out to me off air, and I read that, and I'm just wow. I mean, if this doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will.
Well, thanks, Doug. Katie and I are actually going to discuss this after our health report in the last half hour. So people are going to want to stay tuned for this, because it's not just schools. It's also abandoned strip malls and new strip malls. There's FEMA camp provisions being built into them. We're going to talk about that, among other things, in the last half hour. Don't forget that Katie will be with us for her health report at the beginning of hour number three. And, Doug, we're going to go to break here in just a second, and I'm going to let you take this wherever you want when we come back. But, again, from the bottom of my heart, Doug, we appreciate you being our safety valve for the Common Sense Show. So, folks, if you do not have it ready, and we're going to start the music here momentarily for the break, but 661-244-9839, and we'll begin to simulcast next week. And, by the way, Doug is my guest, and we're going to different topic, different venue, a whole different genre, and we'll get into what's coming up on the Common Sense Show when we come back. Stay tuned. Doug Hagman is no stranger in dispensing information along those lines. He has his finger on the pulse, and he has sources that I can only dream about getting, and we're fortunate enough on such short notice, and with great gratitude, I offer to Doug for coming on, and he's sharing with us what he feels is coming in the short term. Doug, one of the things that I feel that we're going to be looking at here is we're going to look at a precipitating incident. You know, one could call it a false flag, and that's what will make Jade Helm or Jade Helm's successor go live. What would you think would be the precipitating incident?
Oh, man, we've got so many things to choose from. From the banks running out of cash, for, you know, an economic crisis. Think about that when people can't take money out of an ATM or even can't gas up their car, you know, something to that effect. Economic crisis, number one. Number two, which would cause civil unrest, of course, widespread. The second thing, it could very well be a staged false flag type of an event, terrorist-related or patriot-related, or both, perhaps, you know, as we patriots are classified now as terrorists. So it could very well be something like that. It could even, and I've heard this mentioned, Dave, this really troubles me, because there are some indicators that we're seeing that this could very well play out, and that would be some sort of biological or even chemical or biological type of an event. Biological first, chemical second. Think back to the anthrax attacks of 2002. Something to that effect.
Boy, I'm right there with you, Doug. I'm right there with you.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
And the southern border is porous, and of course, you know, we've seen documentation where, other than Mexican immigrants, or I'm sorry, other than Mexican illegals coming across the border, there's anything could be smuggled across the southern border, anything at all. And the checkpoints 200 and 300 miles with, you know, inside the United States, they're not doing anything to stop anyone except the normal American citizen. But any one of those certainly could, and the audience can think of so many more, I'm sure, but anything like that could cause Jade Helm to go live. And I certainly wouldn't rule that out. I don't want to give the impression that, you know, that I'm ruling that out specifically. When you look at the officials, by the way, of Bastrop County, Texas, and look at how they look at the concern that they have over this military exercise, I think any rational and sensible person that's paying attention to current events would take notice of this. And combine that with what you've written, and I know John Moore, John Moore, of course.
I know John Moore well, yes.
Right. Now, he just sent an email out while we're on the air here. I just had taken a look at it, and saying, you know, people who ignore what you are writing, meaning you, Dave Hodges, and all of the other open source bits of information out there about the Russian threat here in America. Anyone who ignores this information, ignore it at your own peril, because we're seeing the, and I believe this to be true, we're seeing the culmination of decades of preparation right now coming to fruition. So there's an outside attack, outside threat, communist in nature, to take down the United States. And the end goal here, of course, is, once America is a fully communist nation, of course, it can be absorbed into a single global government, and that's the end game here.
It is. I want to dovetail on what you said about the chemical and biological. We had an amazing confluence, and Doug, this is when we started to communicate pretty regularly, is when you had the source Rosebud from DHS, I believe, and I had a source from FEMA. I used to be a FEMA first responder volunteer in Maricopa County for my campus, and one of the reasons I did it was out of pure selfishness, because I was told that myself and my family would get the drugs, the antidotes first, and I thought, well, I'm also doing a public service, and so I decided to do it. Well, FEMA came in and started taking over the program. They started attending the meetings I would go to, and I got to know a gentleman in FEMA, and later I had his daughter in my one of his daughters in one of my undergraduate psych classes. I got to know the family pretty well. Well, one night, Doug, they came to my basketball office when I was still coaching college basketball, and this was in October of 2012, and this is around the time that you started revealing what Rosebud was telling you, and his job was counterintelligence with regard to chemical and biological attacks for FEMA. That was his job. And he came in and said, well, we're looking at a power grid down, and we're also looking, in fact, his wife used the analogy to the old show Revolution that was on NBC at the time. And then he said, but we're also looking at chemical and biological weapons. He said, we have weapons that the rest of the world, even the Mossad, does not know we have, and we can unveil it, and some very unscrupulous people are in charge of it, so we're getting out of Dodge. So he took early retirement from FEMA, and he and some other like-minded people formed a community in the Southeast with very, very elaborate precautions and all the bells and whistles that a survivalist would have. I've seen those shows on prepping, Doug, and there's nothing left to chance what this guy's done. And the preppers that I see on TV have holes. This guy really had no hole. And he said, there's going to be chemical and biological attacks involved. And I believe him. And I've been hearing this since October of 2012. Well, anyway, he left, and I agreed not to print anything. I agreed never to identify him in any meaningful way. And I agreed not to print anything until he was gone 3 days before Christmas. And right on Christmas Day, I published part one of a two-part series on this. And Doug, it's right what you just said. And it paralleled what your source Rosebud was telling you.
Exactly. Yeah, and how do you fight something like that, really? To have a biological attack anywhere would just be horrendous. And, you know, I think back to what this regime in the White House has been doing the cases of they're bringing in infected patients infected with escapes me here.
Like Ebola?
Yes, Ebola. Thank you very much. Again, you'll have to forgive me. I'm not on top of my game tonight. But anyway, it's they're almost setting us up for some type of an event that could just go wild. And of course, you hear stories too of labs shipping live Ebola when by accident. Come on, are you serious? You know, this is absolutely crazy. So I really, in my sources, the ones that I have right now, replacing the former sources, are saying be very wary of this, as well as, and you mentioned this too, you talk about this a lot, and that's the EMP type of an attack, which, by the way, and John Moore points this out in his email, the miniseries, or the movie Red Dawn, the war scenario there, that, or the 1980s miniseries America, taken from a novel of the same title. Boy, you know, what preceded the USS or USSR takeover of America? Well, it was an EMP attack.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to look at all angles here and be prepared for everything. But I do believe that we're at the precipice because, as you pointed out earlier, the people who are waking up is growing exponentially on a daily basis because of programs and columns and websites from you, like yours and others. So we have to take a look, you know, at what point are the power brokers going to say, wait a minute, we can't afford any more knowledge to be spread, to be disseminated. We've got to act now. And I think we're coming pretty close to that point. And once we reach, I think once we go past a certain point, it's going to be game over, and it's going to be anarchy at the hands of the powers that are behind the faces that we see on television. And it's amazing that, David, it amazes me that even to this day we have people out there who are reasonable and sensible and or who are adults that refuse to believe anything in the alternative media despite the documentation. The pictures you provide, like on your, that you're going to be talking about on the third hour, the pictures you provide, the well-documented case information that you've provided and others provide. I mean, it's right there. All people have to do is just look for themselves, and they'll see, hey, wait a minute, we know we're being lied to. And if, even Fox News won't even touch this, regardless.
Well, you know what Fox News does? They were on a couple of weeks ago. Sheila Zielinski sent me this clip. And I almost fell out of my chair laughing until I realized how serious this was. She sent me a Fox and Friends clip in which they were just saying, there's nothing to Jed Helm. They were calling it Jed Helm, like, you know, Jed of the Beverly Hillbillies. And they couldn't even pronounce it right. And they were vilifying Alex Jones. I mean, anyone who talks about this, like Alex Jones, he tries to scare people. And these should be banned from being on the air. And that's a quote. That was said by Fox and Friends. He needs to be taken off the air. And
wow.
So yesterday I wrote an article, was the third part, and I'm going to talk about this in the third hour as well with Katie. I talked about a Russian three-pronged invasion of the United States, Red Dawn style. It's interesting you'd mention Red Dawn. In fact, I used a clip for the movie where the paratroopers are coming in and landing on the city as a introductory part to part three of my series on this. I do believe we're going to get invaded. I do believe it's going to be the Russians and the Chinese. I do believe Obama has set up our military to fail. I mean, Doug, he's taken us down to pre-World War II levels at a time when Russia and China have both threatened to nuke us. I mean, that makes no sense.
Oh, you're exactly correct. To read about how previous administrations, including but not limited to the Clinton administration, has furnished China with the technology to be used against us. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. This goes back decades, the transfer of technology to our enemies such as Russia and China is just incredible when you look at it in its totality. The wholesale they call it theft. I would say something a little bit different. I would say that I would call it a transfer of information. So yeah, I mean, we're being set up even today, and especially today, we're being set up in a whole bunch of different ways. As a matter of fact, if you look at and people know this, the Muslim Brotherhood component within the Obama regime is just so incredibly severe that even Egyptian television is saying, what are you doing? I mean, it's crazy. And of course we're funding ISIS, and it's just really messed up in a big way.
Have you interviewed Scott Bennett?
No, it's been a while. Scott Bennett, okay. It's been a while.
We're you know what I'm talking about, Army Special Operations Officer who has the smoking gun proof of the bank accounts in Switzerland. He has the names of the people that run them that have been a CIA funnel to ISIS?
Correct. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I've interviewed Scott. Gosh, I was guest hosting for Randy Yarbrough about 2 weeks ago, and I'd say it was about 6 weeks ago I had Scott on this show. And he's been making the rounds. A lot of people have called me for his information. You're right. CIA is running ISIS. In fact, along those lines, I want to run something else by you that I've had come my way. You know about the ISIS base camp, I'm assuming, right? Is exposed by Judicial Watch?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the audience doesn't know what we're talking about. We're talking about a base camp run by ISIS in combination with the drug cartels that links them into terrorists because they're all connected. We're talking Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah. Hamas and Hezbollah run guns for the Russians in Syria to support the Assad regime. Well, Doug, I don't know if you've heard this, but I reported it as it was brought to me because it was my best source. It's like Benghazi all over again. Dave Hodges is going to take a leap of faith that stuff's going to come out to really validate this. But we had an F-16 shot down here near the border. Not shot down, excuse me. Crashed near the border. It was piloted by an Iraqi brigadier general. And his plane came down outside Douglas, Arizona, which is a border town. And he didn't try. They couldn't find his body. See, this is the thing that just baffled everybody. They couldn't find his body for a day. His body was charred remains still in the cockpit. They couldn't believe he didn't try to eject. He didn't issue a mayday call. And what I've been told by one person on the inside and my best source who knows people on the inside, he was hit by a localized EMP that works off satellite-based technology, and it can identify the type of plane through the heat signature, and it targeted the plane and destroyed and fried its electric systems, and that pilot didn't have a chance. He couldn't eject. He couldn't make a mayday call, and that's why he burned with his plane in the desert. Well, this concerns me, and I wanted to throw this out and see what you know about this, but the implication is that when the Red Dawn comes up from the south, and I'll develop this more in the third hour, and you have these nations that have aligned against the United States with Russia, and I'm talking Brazil and Nicaragua and so forth, they're going to need tactical air support. And, of course, our air support launched from MacDill and from Luke and from Davis-Month and Air Force bases would crush them unless there was localized EMP weapons. What do you know about localized EMP weapons sold by the Russians to the North Koreans?
Well, my knowledge on that is somewhat limited, but I do. I was talking with Steve Quayle and another source closely related to Steve, and I don't have permission to cite the source by name. I'll just say that if people read Steve's website, they probably could figure it out. Having said that, the weaponry that you're referencing is being used and has been used and is in place to be used, given the scenario that you're describing. So you've got advanced space weaponry, the technology already there, that's at the ready to be used to really neutralize our air defense systems against any type of enemy coming into the United States. People don't understand how serious this is. And our military, many within our military understand this, and they see it through situations, through examples like you just discussed, like you just mentioned, with that fighter jet. It's there, and we will have to face this at some point in time. Because we don't have a defense against
them. Along those same lines, there was a man who wrote something I called the Roberts Report, because that was his last name. He contacted me and says, Dave, I went and did a check along the border for Border Patrol over a 50-mile stretch. And then I went to the Border Patrol office and said, where are all of you at? Why aren't you out here? And he was told there's no Border Patrol agents for 50-mile stretches all across the border, including where ISIS is 8 miles from El Paso.
Exactly.
We're being set up by the Obama administration for a multitude of false flags.
Yes, we are.
And
what you mentioned earlier about Benghazi, I understand in the context that you discussed this, but since you mentioned this, because this does relate to what's taking place domestically, this, not too many people, I think, are aware that this was just broken here recently. The emails from the last email dump, I suppose, from the State Department to the public contained evidence. Let's just say this. The State Department has been caught undoubtedly, or without any question, it's been documented, running a covert CIA-type operation that does relate directly with Benghazi. And how this relates to us domestically here is some of the weapons have been funneled from Qatar or Qatar or whatever, however you want to pronounce that, the country, into Central and South Central and America and Mexico, and yes, are at the border and coming up through here. As a matter of fact, there was a defense contractor by the name of Mark Turi, T-U-R-I, Turi Defense Services, who was involved in legitimate weapons sales. He's an international weapons broker. Consider this: in 2011, there were 86,000 international weapons broker licenses issued. 86,000. That was that involved a $44.3 billion worth of weaponry. That was an increase. That was up $10 billion from the previous year, from 2010. The reason I mention this is because as soon as Turi had come out with this information, had given this information to the investigating bodies, the bodies that are investigating the CIA type of activity here with the weaponry, his offices were raided, and this is back in April 6th and 7th of 2011. And since that time, he's been on the run. And now I'll mention this as well. He had stated that he had sold weapons to the nation of Qatar, and Qatar had there was a diversion of weapons from Qatar into Benghazi into the southern United States, or the southern, or I'm sorry, Central America and Mexico. So I just want to kind of confirm that. That was a long way of saying that this weaponry that we're looking at here has made its way over to the Central America and Mexico, and we're looking at a buildup of not just ISIS personnel but weaponry at the southern border. So people need to be aware that there's an army being amassed down there.
Oh, there's no question about that. In fact, you've mentioned the link into the Central American countries. I made an acquaintance with a DEA source last summer, and he told me this is the Sanchez Paredes. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they're the largest drug cartel in the world. They're the conduit between Arab terrorist extremists, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, so forth, and the Mexican drug cartels. And they are the conduit for both drugs and guns. And back to Benghazi, you're so right, because what I've learned, both from my primary military source as well as this DEA source, is the reason Chris Stevens had to be murdered is because word was beginning to leak out that he was trafficking in children, drugs, and guns to support the, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda overthrow of Libya, and then that was being applied to Syria. And the Obama administration started looking at him as a liability, and they had to close all the links. So that's why they had to have him killed. And so we're getting information from different angles, but it comes to the same conclusion, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people need to really understand the significance and seriousness of this. I mean, here we have Hillary Clinton working in concert, well, her body person, Huma Abedin, who's tied very closely with the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course Obama, who's a Muslim Marxist, basically, or a Marxist Muslim, however you want to put it. They're destroying the country from within, and they're running this operation, the extent of which, now this also ties with Fast and Furious as well, if people have long forgotten that. But you've got this this constant arming of our enemies, not just overseas, but the weapons are coming back here at our southern border and are intended to be used against us, the Americans. And we're going to, we will be outgunned by the, because of the nature of these weapons. And it's just incredible. And everything you're reporting, everything you have been reporting over the last, Dave, I don't know, a couple of years, well, since, you know, we began to work together, has been spot on. So people need to really pay attention to what you're reporting and writing. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is just plain old fact that can be facts that can be documented and can be people can do their own research and find this out. It's readily available. You know, much of it's readily available. And what's not has been documented through you. So,
well, and yourself too, my friend. We're coming to the end of this hour. Listen, again, my great thanks for you being a safety net for the Common Sense Show. So if you ever tune in and don't hear us, Doug, Joe, and Dave will set up an alternative communication through his site. They're going to simulcast us in the short term at 661-244-9839. And Doug, again, tell everyone how they can listen to your show.
Well, just go to HagmanandHagman.com. That's Hagman with two N's, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. Spell out the word Hagman and then Hagman.com. That's HagmanandHagman.com. And for the listeners to your show, I'll put a special banner up there. You won't be able to miss it. To click on that banner, and they can tune right into your show. We'll make it easy for them. And certainly,
exactly,
if they want to listen by phone, you have the number. But, hey, we have to stay together in these times, Dave, and you're at the tip of the spear, and I want to thank you for that. And Annie and Katie, God bless both, all of you for doing what you do.
Thanks. Well, Doug, yeah, I can never express how much we appreciate your support and the safety net you've thrown us. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, I'll be in touch soon, my friend.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Okay, Doug Hagman, ladies and gentlemen. We come back for our number two. We're going to be joined by a friend of mine named Jim White from the Liberty Brothers. And we got even more stuff, and it's going to get a lot more hairier. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of these messages. Doug Hagman.